I like to think creativity is not just the art form, you know, the drawing pictures aspect. It's the challenge of solving problems, of being open to learning things on the fly and pushing yourself, even when you may be unsure of the outcome. Everyone talks about the spark, that moment when an idea is born. But what about the flame, the passion that follows, the fire that keeps us going as creatives? Hi, I'm Bob Rayner, and welcome to The Flame, a podcast for creatives who are laid off, between jobs, or just feeling lost. In July 2024, I lost my job for the second time in 7 months. The shock, the fear, the insecurity, I felt it all. I questioned whether I was good enough, wondered if the reasons for my layoff were truly what I was told, and struggled with the daunting idea of starting over. For the past 3 months, I've had good days and bad days. I sought help through therapy, hired a creative career mentor, and started to build this podcast, and maybe even my own company. This is my journey, but I want this podcast to be more than just my story. I want to share the stories of other creatives who are navigating these same waters, those who are searching for motivation, for purpose, for their next role. Each episode, we'll dive into personal stories from people like me and like you, creative souls trying to find their way in a world that sometimes feels like it's lost its map. This podcast isn't about having all the answers, but about having the conversations that can lead to clarity and help us all reignite the flames of our passion. So, if you're out there feeling a little stuck, you're in the right place. Let's light the way forward together. When you do one thing for a really long time, you don't usually get the opportunity or even take the time to think about the things you really want. Sure, some of us have hobbies, some of us have kids, some of us have extracurricular activities that keep us busy, but when it comes to a career or a job, especially in the creative field, you're always looking for ways to feed that creative beast inside of you. But in most lines of business, you get caught up in the daily things and the daily deadlines and the rush to accomplish things that are only just good enough. There are other people's ideas that you might be executing, and when all that ends suddenly due to a layoff or some other circumstances, it's like being underwater and finally coming up for air and realizing that you're in the middle of a vast ocean and you're just treading water, trying to get a grip on your surroundings. Your mind races and immediately tries to think about or form a plan of action, and there's a sense of hopelessness and a sense of being unsure about what you're good at. And maybe some people know or have a direction and they can immediately act upon that and follow it, but when you spent half your life working and trying to move up in your career, your job, and then you no longer have one, kind of changes your perception of what it means to be creative, and you start to question what you've done. And in my case, if it's even really what you want to do. Dramatic? Maybe. Reality? Definitely. As a creative director, I know that I love working with people. I love solving problems with other creatives. You know, the happiest and most exciting times of my career, when I look back on it, were the times when I got to sit down, whether in person or digitally, with somebody and bounce ideas off one another and iterate on concepts. I loved the times when I would be the one actually doing the design work and laying out the pictures and words that would make an impact on a campaign. But I also loved mentoring and giving instruction and guiding designers and art directors and copywriters, sharing my knowledge to try to get the best work out of them. In my current unemployed state, I see many people at all stages of their careers that are in the same boat as me and are sharing the same expressions on platforms like LinkedIn. And, you know, it made me wonder if there was a way that I could talk to people like this and engage with them and maybe help them to find what it is they love doing. And in that effort, hopefully learn about myself as a creative individual. So listen, I promise this will be the last episode where you have to listen solely to my voice, and you can listen and learn from other creatives. But right now, I'll share my story. So I grew up in Northeast Philly. You may have noticed from my accent, and found my love of art in high school. My art teacher there was really influential in recognizing my talent and helping me make the decision to pursue my creative passion by enrolling in the graphic design program at Drexel University. Before I did that, I hadn't even really heard of graphic design. I just was really big into drawing and doing art, painting, you know, the things that you do by hand in school. But I learned that the program there is world-class, and it definitely gave me what I feel was a technical advantage over students from other local programs. The program was very much focused on branding, print, and publication production, and things like video, web, and digital were completely different majors. Now, mind you, this was like 98 to 2002. But ironically, my second co-op job during school was with a company that managed websites, something I was not formally trained in. And I had to teach myself how to code using things like, you know, the good old HTML for Dummies textbook. But like I said, this was a time before cell phones, social media, or even YouTube. And in a post 9/11 world that I graduated into, job hunting consisted of printing and mailing your resume and cover letter cold to potential employees, or visiting Monster or Career Builder, which really weren't built for creative careers at the time, and trying to find jobs there or apply to listings there. Even online portfolios weren't really a thing yet. So we carried around these large, clunky metal briefcases with our work mounted on poster board and, you know, wearing suits to present to hiring managers. You know, I guess at that time it was still hard to get in with an agency, but at least you didn't know how hard it was for everyone else because of all their posts online. And so you didn't really feel as bad. You know, I was fortunate enough to land a freelance designer role during doing ad layouts at a publication called the Jewish Exponent in Philly. And from there, I got my first full-time job at a printer/courier service in Center City as the only designer working on all sorts of design projects for local businesses and law firms. My boss was the namesake of the company, and he was tough on me. It was his business. It was his baby. But you know, he took a liking to me after a while and taught me the value of managing my time, being thorough with my work, and following process. I still like to quote him when helping designers learn how to prioritize projects or tasks. He said, "Do the thing that can be done the quickest first." Think of it like being a waiter. You don't wait for the steak to be done for one table before you deliver coffee to the other table. From there, I took the opportunity to move into the corporate world by joining the Reaper Graphics shop inside Merck. Again, I was the only designer on staff with no true creative manager. I wasn't reporting to an art director or a creative director, but I did become fast friends with my site manager. And after a while, we embarked on a side business marketing custom countdown calendars to colleges, sports teams, and the cruise industry. And here's where I learned about how to launch a business, about writing business plans, pitching services, and even how to pivot when one potential client said he wanted to be on customers' computers and not sitting on their desktop. And, you know, this was before, maybe like 6 months before the App Store launched. Unfortunately, that side company closed operations after only a year, and eventually I just felt trapped at my day job. The work wasn't challenging, it wasn't creative, and I spent my time creating posters or filling binders or meeting vendors. I mean, it certainly didn't give me the feeling of motivation and creativity I felt when pursuing the side business. After a few years, I managed to land a role as a designer in a small private recruitment agency. Somehow, yet again, I was the only designer that company would have before the Great Recession claimed us as a victim. But the lessons from my previous roles were reinforced here. The attention to detail, following process, the ability to be creative and handle a large workload under tight deadlines, the client services part of the business. You know, I mean, I taught myself even more coding, flash animation, website management, and even how to launch a new product, because I helped my boss launch two new business services by designing logos and branding for both ventures. And it was a great place to be until it wasn't. And that was 2010. And so in 2010, I found myself out of work at the same time I became a new father. When my daughter was born, you know, I was instantly in love. I had never felt so happy or connected to another human being in my life. And then 3 months later, I lost my job. and was completely terrified of what was going to happen and how I was going to support this beautiful, tiny baby. It took me 12 months to find a job, but in that time, I had the amazing opportunity to care for my daughter and spend every minute with her. And looking back on that now, it was probably the greatest gift I could have been given. It was worth every minute of driving to work every day and sitting in an office and doing something that was more of a job than an expression of creativity to be able to spend that precious time with my daughter. That's not to say I didn't do any creative work while I was laid off. I did take the time to freelance and try to stay creative, but at the time I was just living moment to moment as a new parent trying to survive. When I finally got the opportunity to go back to work, I was at the point where I did it because I needed a job. I wasn't really pursuing a creative passion. It was time, you know? And based on my previous experience in pharma, I didn't really want to go back into that line of business, honestly. But it had to happen. And it was something that started me on the journey where I am today. When I started at TAG, which was then Williams Lee, I was part of the on-site team that helped service Pfizer colleagues with their internal creative requests. But at the time, Pfizer had just purchased Wyeth, and there was a lot of uncertainty and restructuring going on. So when I got there, there were some people that were kind of held over from the internal Wyeth media team. And I think there was maybe a couple freelancers. But within 2 months of being there, everyone had left or been let go due to a lack of work. And it was me and my manager. So again, I was the only creative on the team, which seems to be a theme in my career somehow. And we decided that we could either sit and wait for the work to come in or we'd go get it. You know, this wasn't part of the business model, but I think we used that to our advantage. We made a pitch deck and networked within Pfizer and landed new business presentations that showed off what we could do. From there, this led us to meeting with brand marketing teams, and eventually we began stealing work from AORs. I think it was an exciting time, for sure, but it was busy, given that I was handling all the design work and even some clients directly. But it fostered a sense of entrepreneurial spirit, and it was inspiring to feel like I was creating something special and new. You know, the best was when my manager would walk in from a meeting and say, "Hey, do you know how to do this?" And I would say, "No." And she would say, "Well, you have to figure it out in like 2 days. And, you know, I like to think creativity is not just the art form, you know, the drawing pictures aspect. It's the challenge of solving problems, of being open to learning things on the fly and pushing yourself, even when you may be unsure of the outcome. One of the best parts of wherever I've worked is that my manager or boss and I have been, you know, more like partners than having a traditional managerial role. I was able to really kind of quickly foster a sense of trust in them, and it led to them feeling as though they could say yes to any project because they knew they could rely on me to come up with a great concept or the right design aesthetic or learn a new skill quickly or even figure out a way to solve a problem. And, you know, over time, our business at Pfizer grew and our team expanded. I found myself learning how to interview and hire people. And then, of course, without any real training, how to manage a creative team. I had to evolve my own workflows to support a team. I had to learn how to delegate and to give constructive feedback on the work in a way that helped my team learn and grow. And looking back, one of the things I loved the most about my role as a studio manager and a creative director was the teaching aspect. The small team of designers and art directors I had all could say they left that job with new skills, whether it was learning how to code an email or picking up a new program like After Effects, or even understanding how to storyboard for a video or learning the nuances of the regulatory process. I think my approach to creative leadership was to make sure that my team felt completely supported and could come to me with questions or issues, but also knew that I trusted them to manage their work like adults and make thoughtful design decisions. I always wanted them to feel valued and part of a team that would make them better in their role. I think the one thing I've learned about how leadership can affect creativity is that if creative colleagues felt they couldn't take chances because they would get in trouble somehow, they would just stay in their lanes and take orders instead of feeling empowered to go outside the brief and find ways to do great work no matter what the project was. Good creative leadership is allowing your team to feel invested both in the process and the results. So I ended up staying with TAG for 12 years. I met a lot of amazing people. I helped to build something that didn't exist before. I learned a lot about the pharma industry for sure, and I learned a lot about how to execute different roles. In my time there, I was a designer, a manager, an art director, an editor, a copywriter, a submissions specialist, a business developer, a creative ops associate, and even a creative director. I think a lot of what I did fell under the title of creative director, even though I didn't have that title until later on in my time there. And even though I spent so much time learning how to execute those roles, I never thought about the why in my career. I was just so busy being relied on to do these things that the concept that I had any say in my motivations never crossed my mind until the day I didn't have those things anymore. And it's why I've taken this time away from work to focus on me and who I am and who I want to be. I've started seeking help through therapy for the first time in my life, which is going great, and also creative mentorship, working with the great ECD Rod Chant. And it's made me see that there are opportunities out there as long as I'm willing to work at it. And it's also revealed to me that opportunities can be created as long as I'm willing to get out of my own head and put myself out there. So now you know more about me than maybe you wanted to, but now I'd love to know about you, about how you got to where you are today, about what inspires you. I want to hear about similar challenges you may have gone through, and hopefully it encourages you to be honest about your ups and downs. And finally, I want to know about how I can help you. How can we help each other reignite the creative flame? I hope you'll join me on that journey. I'm Bob Rayner, and thanks for joining me on the Flame Podcast. There's definitely more to come. Please take a moment to subscribe if you haven't already, and send me a message. I would love to hear from you.